Hello, Audio Boo. This is Liam XN again on the 30th of December now, 2011. I have just got to get these boos out because I've got so much to do. Last night I stayed up till 4 in the morning making the film of the family's skiing holiday. And it was just so tiring because I had to export the film and we've added pictures and slideshows and music and we've really tried to make it an artistic film. And when I saved it, it took 4 hours. So I did it by midnight and I thought, oh, I'll be done. 11 o'clock, oh, I'll be done by 1 o'clock maybe. And I went and I had to stay up till 4 waiting for it. So I wasn't too happy about that. But I've just got to get these boos out of the way because I've got other work to do that I actually have to do, not just optional stuff like this. So what I expected from skiing was that I was going to try, but I would be flipping awful at it and that I wouldn't be any good. Because in general, sport and me are not a good pair. In general, me and sport are more... We're two different things at the other side of the pitch, really. On the contrary, I actually was very, very good. And I will get into that, but I'm going to break this down into the people first. I'm going to talk about the people and the food. The plane journey, we went from Manchester, and I haven't been to Manchester Airport since I was very young. And when I went to Manchester, I saw the car parks. You have to catch a free bus that takes you round because it's that big, and I'm thinking, oh, for goodness sake, this is going to be a very, very, very confusing endeavour. But got on the plane, all fine. And then when we arrived, we had, well, it was about an hour and a half, two hours drive to the airport, and then the flight was about 2 hours, and then the coach ride was about 3 hours to get from Grenoble to La Rosière up the mountain. And the reason why it took so long is you have to go left and right, and you have to take it really steady, left, right, left, right. And you don't feel like you're going anywhere. It's like, I've been up this street before. Yeah, and I turned left that way. Because you do it again and again, and the road just looks exactly the same, just repeating. But eventually we made it up there, and that was at about 11 at night. And we arrived in our chalet, and we were escorted up to our room. And in the chalet, there are about 5 or 6 bedrooms. And the bedrooms, we all share a living room, a bathroom. The bedrooms are downstairs when you go in, and everything upstairs is the kitchen, the dining room, and the living room. And everyone who lives there shares that chalet. It becomes our kind of our house, and we have to basically live with each other. It's a bit like Big Brother or something like that. I don't watch it though, so I really don't know. And we have Alex and Ellie, who we actually found out were a couple that actually worked together in the chalet, and they had to cook and clean and entertain us, kind of, when we're not skiing. They, you know, well, we kind of entertained each other, but they had a couple of games that we'd play every evening. We arrived and we had, was it steak in red wine the first night? We had very, very fancy food. It wasn't your chips and mashed potato. It was very, very... We had salmon, and one night we had a fancy roast, not just your standard roast. They added all kinds of food with words in that I didn't even understand. And they get a bonus as well if they get a good review. So we'll get an email this next Tuesday, and I will definitely give them a good one because they really were good. They really were. And we're the first guests. The start of the season was us guests. So I think they treated us extra good. I should probably now explain the other chalet members. We had a family of 4. There was me. My parents came, and my brother, and we all shared... me and my brother had to share a room. And my parents shared a room, and that was 4, that was family 1. And then family 2 was the Stubbs family, and there's Phil, quite a funny guy. He's got a lot of humour, he reads a lot, and he's one of those people who's got that kind of literature humour. He listens to Radio 4 a lot, which, if you know about it, that's for the studious minds, rather than... There's no music playing, but there's no adverts. It's just news and plays and things. And he's a very, very, very complex mind. And he was a snowboarder. And he's got his wife, Helen. She's quite a strict mum at first, but actually she kind of loosened up as the week went on. And she wasn't too much, although she did remind me of my auntie, who was also quite a strict person. It was kind of living with my auntie, but she was nice enough. And then they had their 11-year-old son, Lucas. I think he was a skier as well. This family have gone to skiing a lot from the stories that they've told us. And he was quite competitive. I remember when we were playing some games, he was a little bit, well, as 11-year-old boys do, he was a bit of a cheater. But I did manage to catch him out a few times and just put him in his place, you know, like I do. And then finally they had their, I think she was 8-year-old daughter, Sophie. She took a bit of a shine to me. She was bright, she was diligent, she was very creative. Especially creative for an 8-year-old, in fact. And she seemed to like me a lot, I think. It kind of reinforced my faith in being good with kids, really. I never thought I was very good, but as it turns out, wasn't too terrible. They made a couple, Alex and Claire. They were very nice. Claire was a primary school teacher, and she was great with kids, and she was a good socialist as well. And her fella, Alex, he was... they're not married yet, but they were sharing a room, and she says that the mother wasn't very happy about it when they said that we were going away. And he was a little bit out of the circle for me, was Alex. I don't know why. There's two Alexes, by the way, and this is one of them was a guest, one of them was a host. The guest, he was a little bit... I really didn't get to know him. And then finally there's two fellas, two men who had their own families somewhere, who were friends. They came from Halifax, which is actually a city not too far from where I live. And we ended up, as it turns out, we were on the plane going there, and we were on the coach ride, and the coach ride back, and the plane ride going back. It turns out we came from the same airport, which was a bit of a surprise. But yeah, they were very nice to meet as well. Now, the skiing. Saturday was just the plane journey and the arrival late at night. Wasn't really sure what to think on that first night. I met Alex and Ellie, Richard and Craig, and who were the two fellas that were friends, and Alex and Claire. And that was really all that was on Saturday. And then Sunday, we met the rest of the chalet members fairly quickly. We got along quite quickly as well. It took me a little bit of time to warm up to Craig and Helen, but I got used to everyone eventually, and everyone was a very nice person. They were all there to have a good time. And then on Sunday morning, 11:15, we had our first skiing lesson. We had to learn all about sidestepping and balance. We met Michael, or French Michel, who is a professional French instructor. Dead funny, a little bit funny at first, in kind of a strange way, but I got used to him. He was quite a nice fella in the end of it. And then we had a woman called Lynn, who was a lady in her 50s. She fell over a lot. She got a little bit tired. She's not the most physically healthy person. And she was finding it a little bit strenuous the first day. There was me and my brother. There was a man and his son. I think they were related to Lynn. And then Janie, I met her sisters the next day. She was quiet. She just kind of appeared in the lesson. She wasn't really at the start. I don't really know what happened there. And then Monday, Janie stopped for a break, and she actually eventually left the lesson. And at the end of the lesson, Michael told her sisters, who were new to the group, I'll tell you about in a moment, who had actually arrived one day earlier than us, she needs private lessons to continue now because she's just missed too much. Her sisters were Amy and Cruti. Amy fell over, but she was quite funny about it. I think by the end of the week, Michael liked her because she was like positive yet humorous while she was being quite okay at skiing. And then Cruti was Amy's sister. She bumped into me a lot. She was better skiing than most others, except my brother, who actually quite dominated the group, to be honest with you. By the end of the day, he was wanting to go down a black run, which is not too good. And then what I'd looked at the week is like a good day and a bad day. I had Monday was a good day, Tuesday a bad day, Wednesday good day, until actually I went out with family at the end of that day. They said, oh, that was good. Did you enjoy your lesson? I said, yeah. Well, would you like to practice some of that, and we'll go out as a family and we'll do it? And I thought, oh, okay, and we were all going, and then as soon as we were halfway down a slope, we went, where's Mum? And she went straight into the powdery stuff. And she came out, and she couldn't get her ski. It wasn't very funny, but because we were all stood there for 10 minutes waiting for her to get her skis back on, there was some kind of problem. But we eventually got going, and it actually turned out to be quite a grumpy end of the day that time. Thursday was better. I could go off-piste, and it was Amy and Cruti's last day. We did backwards skiing, and then after I did backwards skiing, I got a bit of a buzz and thought I could do anything, and then the instructor went off-piste round a tree and back on again, and I just followed him, and I landed it quite well, but my brother, who was very good at skiing very fast, could not handle off-piste, and I just thought, that really, really works better for me, because it's something that I can do that he can't, to do with the sport. I think I'd do it again. I would do the holiday again. And then Friday was the final day of skiing, and I really, really went for it, and I really did enjoy it by the end of the week. I think I would go again. They always say it's always hassle on the first day of the week. There's always a lot going on, and it's quite difficult to handle at times, and it can be quite overwhelming as well, especially if you're a new skier. And I just thought, okay, right, well, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take it steady, and every day I took it steady, it went bad. Every day I went for it, it was really good, because the day I went for it, I was tired the next day, so I had to take it steady, and so it was bad. The thing with skiing is it catches you out, no matter riding a bike, going to the gym, it uses the muscles, don't ask me which ones they are, it uses the muscles that you don't normally use, and it always catches you out, no matter how much you exercise and whatever you do, unless you do actual skiing to rehearse, to practice and to make sure that you're ready for it, it will tire you out. And that was one of the things that my dad said when he was there, because he does a lot of bike riding and running and going to the gym, I think, as well. And for him, I think it really, really tired him out, even still. I think, yeah, in overall, it was a very, very good holiday, and it was definitely a highlight of 2011, which is what I want to do tomorrow. I've got my Christmas events and New Year's. I want to talk about all that's gone on at Christmas, and I want to tell you everything that's happened. But for now, I'm just going to explain just a couple more things to do with falling over. What a best thing. I got a film of my brother coming down the slope so smoothly. It was left and right, and he did it so well. And everyone's thinking, actually, everyone in the chalet said, that's really good that you can go down a red run, and it's only your first week. That is a very, very good improvement. And just for this one, I took a load of pictures of him as well, of him. He smoothly stopped in front of the camera, and he was like, hey, and then he fell backwards and ended up falling in the splits head first. I print screened it, and I've put it at the start and the end of the DVD that I'm making of the holiday. It was definitely something that I couldn't miss. It was definitely something that I couldn't miss, and so I just had to keep it. As well, one other time, the chairlifts, there's barriers, and you have to walk up to it. And the tag inside your pocket will allow the barriers to open. And what you're supposed to do is plough so that you don't hit anything and fall over, and then put your poles in front of you to stop completely. And my mum thought, oh no, I don't need to bother with that ploughing, that wastes energy. What I'll do is I'll go straight forward and I'll just grab onto the sides of the machine. And she did, and then her legs went under the barrier and she fell backwards onto her back and hit the floor. Took her 5 minutes, along with three ski instructors, to help her get back on her feet again. And as it turns out, she had a water bottle in her bag that was on her back, and that cracked open and ruined all the postcards we had as well. So that was definitely one of the memoirs of the holiday, and we look back and laugh on it now. I will probably post other boos about this, but that's all I can say for now. Thank you very, very much for listening. I've got to go get myself some dinner, and I will return again, hopefully, if I can behave myself, tomorrow, because I want to make one of my New Year's resolutions more effort into audio boo, because I just don't. I will see you when I do. Thank you, and goodbye for now.